Banker just crossed $500 in Uniswap volume as AI trading hits scale. Uniswap disclosed on April 19, 2026, that $500 million in Uniswap protocol volume has now been processed through Banker, an agentic trading interface that routes swaps into Uniswap's AMM pools. The figure, shared in a post on X, is the first time the team has publicly benched cumulative volume from an AI-native front-end at that scale. 500 million is not a vanity number. Uniswap V3 and V4 process many billions of dollars in volume every month, so $500 million cumulative through a single integrator is a slice, not a majority. Context matters here. Most swap routing on Uniswap historically comes from wallets, aggregators, and MEV bots with well-known trade flow profiles. An agentic front-end means an interface where an AI model proposes and executes trades on behalf of a user, rather than the user manually clicking swap. Reaching $500 million in cumulative DEX volume from that mechanic is a real threshold. It suggests meaningful usage rather than a demo. For comparison, X's Cash Tags feature, the in-app Wealth Simple trading widget that launched to broad public attention, cleared roughly $1 billion in volume in its first 48 hours. Banker's milestone is half that number, but on a different product and likely a longer time window. Uniswap keeps leaning into the agentic frame. The phrasing in Uniswap's own post, "Banker is building the agentic future," fits a pattern. Uniswap Labs has been positioning itself as the settlement layer for whatever the next generation of trading interfaces turns out to be, whether those are AI agents, chat-based trading bots, or wallet-native automations. The protocol earns fees regardless of who clicks the swap button. Naming Banker publicly signals two things to the market. First, Uniswap treats agentic flow as a real revenue line, not a marketing experiment. Second, the team wants third-party builders to route through Uniswap contracts rather than spin up their own AMMs. If agentic interfaces become meaningful traffic drivers, Uniswap's role as default liquidity venue on Ethereum, Base, Arbitrum, and other L2s becomes more central, not less. What agentic DEX flow changes about market structure bots trading on behalf of bots is not new. MEV searchers, market makers, and aggregator routers have been programmatic for years. What is new is the origin of the intent. Traditional automated flow either executes on behalf of humans who sent an explicit order, or arbitrages on a mechanical rule. Agentic flow, in theory, reasons about what the user actually wants and then composes trades to get there. Three-second order effects are worth watching as the number grows. Slippage patterns change. If agents batch requests or wait for better pool depth, they can smooth or concentrate price impact in ways existing routers do not. Fee economics shift. Banker likely earns a cut on top of Uniswap's LP fees and gas. That layers a new middleman into the swap path, which competing routers like 1inch and Matcha will price compete against. User authentication becomes the choke point. An agent needs to know which wallet to act on and what limits to respect. Signing patterns, spend caps, and key delegation start to matter more than raw routing quality. None of those shifts are hypothetical if agentic volume keeps compounding. They decide whether this becomes a durable category or a phase. What we still do not know about Banker, the Uniswap post discloses the cumulative volume number and not much else. Open questions include how many unique users sit behind that $500 million, the split between one-off retail swaps and professional trading desks using Banker as a wrapper, whether the volume concentrates on a handful of majors like ETH USDC or spreads across the long tail, and the fee economics between Banker and Uniswap. Those details matter because volume from 10 whales and volume from 10,000 retail users are different stories. The former is a professional product with an AI skin. The latter is a genuine shift in who uses DEX. Banker has not published its own breakdown in the post we are working from, so anyone framing this as either a pro-trader tool or a mass-market product is getting ahead of the data,